Want more Justin, Desmond, and Jeremy? Check out patreon.com/soundsawesome. So Jeremy he said he's running late. He didn't tell us how late he's running. I assume we should probably just, because it'll take us 10 minutes to get into the clip anyway. So
yeah, that's fine. And it's a fairly long clip, and he knows this like me practically by heart. So it's
I'm going to start. Well, let me start this off right. Thank the light, everyone. I'm your great holding Sedai, and this is my wolf brother.
And I will be your high loader of tier today.
And I'm going to start this episode off. I'm probably going to start every Thank the Light episode off like this that isn't a direct reaction to an episode. I am enjoying Wheel of Time books. I like the Wheel of Time books. I look forward to listening to more of the Wheel of Time books. And holy shit, there's a lot of Wheel of Time books. So if you hear me complaining about the Wheel of Time, I'm not complaining about the Wheel of Time. I'm just complaining that I am so far behind that, like, it just, when I could listen to the Wheel of Time for 24 straight hours and not even make a dent, it's a little daunting. And I'm just like, what? You know what? I'm going to listen to the half of this other book instead of a chapter of the Wheel of Time.
Yeah, and it's going to make you real sick, but I've listened to, since we've last recorded this, I've listened to the entirety of The Fires of Heaven, which is book 5, and I just finished the 7th book, A Crown of Swords, today. Or I'm at like the very, very end. I have like 10 minutes left.
Well, because I'm dedicated to this podcast, I did re-listen to all of chapter 9 and chapter 10 today, because, like I said, I do care about this. I just... And my schedule has changed too. Like, I'm just kind of I've had a weird 2 months. Like, for a while there, I was like, oh, perfect. On like Tuesdays and Thursdays, I can bang out 4 hours and I'll be done in no time. And my schedule is totally flipped upside down. But when, you know, just like I always find, carve out a time to watch a movie for a podcast, I will always carve out the time to it might be on double speed, but I will cram some Wheel of Time in my head before we record, because...
Yeah, I've been listening to it on like 1.25. So it's also, you know, like I think like just rip through, I'm like, you have been, and it's okay to not retain a lot of it, because I've been texting Jeremy kind of off of our feed to not, like, not that you care about spoilers, but there's some stuff that I'm just like, dude, like I kind of like, my knowledge is 1 through 5, and then like, you know, 12, 13, 14 or 11, 12, 13. I can't remember which, you know, Memory of Light, the last three, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to The Fires of Heaven and I'm like, okay, I remember that. And then I was like I listened to the end of, Lord of Chaos. I listened to like the last, I don't know, like, I, no, you know what? I listened to all of Lord of Chaos.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I listened to, four Star Wars trilogies on book 2 while I was at.
No, I did listen to 2 murder books though.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you know.
Don't want to get behind on those. People are getting murdered every day.
I haven't been sleeping a lot.
Speaking of fucked up, Jeremy,
what's up?
Your wife has been gone for 3 days now. Do you have clean underwear?
I do not.
Are you okay?
I turn them inside out.
Do you have any skin left on your penis?
Yes, it's my penis is fully intact.
She'd be like, how come the internet doesn't work anymore? What are all these viruses?
I used all the internet.
Jeremy's like, delete browser history. Delete browser history.
If anything happens to me, Justin, blast my cache.
Blast my cache. What is it? Oh,
C-A-C-H-E.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh.
Have you guys ever watched Blue Mountain State?
No, I never did when it was on.
I was looking for something. Every once in a while, I'll check out free Roku shit just to
yeah.
See all the stuff that's not worth, that no one will pay for. just like, yeah, we're not giving, Hulu's not going to give you $1,000 for Blue Mountain State. And I was like, oh, awesome. It's about, I didn't realize it was about football. And Jesus, what a beautifully horrible television show. The second episode, the football team passes around a pocket pussy.
Oh my God.
You know what? Sometimes you got to spice up your masturbation. I got nothing wrong with pocket pussies, but you know, those are burn after using.
One time usage.
What exactly? Oh, I mean, I use one every Saturday, but I throw it out every time because I don't want it in my house.
I had one of those epiphanies one time when I was like a kid. So me and my brother, my parents were building their house. So we moved into a smaller house. So we only had one bed for the bedroom. So we slept in the same bed. And I slept on one side, he slept on the other, obviously. And then when I got the new bedroom, it was, I had my own bedroom, my own bed, and he had his bedroom, but I still slept on one side of the bed. And at one point I was just like, wait, I have a whole bed. I don't have to sleep just on this side. Because I kept like rolling, my arm was like flopping off the bed.
Yeah.
And I was
I bet you're doing that this week. I bet you still don't touch your wife's side of the bed.
You want to hear something weird?
Oh.
I'm sleeping on my wife's side of the bed.
What? You animal.
Just smelling her pillow. Missed you so much.
Oh, no. I have to sleep on my pillow. I can't sleep on anybody else's pillow. My pillow is like this thick. It's like barely like a cracker's width.
Oh.
I can't have like a big pillow.
My wife can do whatever she wants with the bed. She can change the comforter. She can change pillows. But I get three of them. I don't care.
Same. I get three, and then I want the same three.
Doesn't even have to be the same three.
I have a neck pillow and two flat ones.
Yep, that's what you
got. I got a neck pillow, a flat one, and a big puffy one for those rare occasions that I really want to.
And my RV bed just absolutely sucks a fat dick. So I'm having to I got to like put my hand in the wall, the corner, flat against the wall. I'm just like, this is fucking bullshit.
Hey, Sleep Comfort, hit us up. We'll give you it.
Purple. I got a purple mattress. I really like it.
My son's got one. It's really good, too.
They're
use,
nice.
Use the code Thank the Light Bitches for your 50% off.
Thank the Light. Dear God, please sponsor us.com.
All right, real quick, Jeremy, who are you tonight?
Oh, I'll be your... You just came out of nowhere and got me with that one. I don't know. Hold on.
I know that was a...
Wait, what was the... I'll be your He-Man.
Nearly on time, said I.
Yeah, I'll be your late, but I don't know. This is terrible.
Be our Gwildor.
There you go. I'll be your Gwildor.
I'll be your Uber Eats for the week, said I.
I'll be your He-Man. I'll be your... It's a Japanese synthesizer.
I'll be your Drago.
So tonight, I'm going to hand this over to Justin in a minute. We're going to talk about chapter 9 from what book? And by the way, Jeremy, just in case you're wondering, I already apologized to the audience for being bad at the Wheel of Time books.
You are bad.
So the Shadow Rising, chapter 9, Decisions. Can you play it, Justin? Because I can, but I kind of forgot to set it up.
I'm already ready. So we're talking about chapter 9 today. For those of you who are still with us in between seasons, trying to just cram these books down Desmond's throat as much as we can so he can get through them. And then we come on here and explain to him what's happening because he has terrible reading, listening, comprehension, and he hates every second. So we're trying to pick, you know, important things. So we're in chapter 9. They've been in the stone for a while. You know, we've talked about on our last one, Moraine's kind of trying to push him to go. The girls are trying to pass him, you know, all that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I just realized more than telling me what's going on, I realized how I should set this up is previously on Thank the Light.
Exactly.
It's been 2 weeks for you guys out there. It's been a month since I've talked about these books. So
that's true.
I need Jessica to tell me how, like you started saying we were in the stone stands. I'm like, where is that? How did we get here?
We'll do the Arrested Development on the next. Thank the Light. Dez still won't read any of the books.
Dez still isn't reading anything.
And the TV show is like Arrested Development, where whatever happens, well, because Arrested Development, 9 times out of 10, when they say next,
it's never on the show.
On Arrested, it's never on the show.
Never.
So when we
sort of like the Wheel of Time. It's a book adaptation.
The previously on is spot on. The on the next episode, we're just making shit up that might be in the show.
Do we have any, Justin, I can't look at it anymore because it's too depressing, but do we have any updates for season 3?
I do. We're going to wait till the very end of our recording, and then I'm going to try to get you hyped up a little bit because I'm pretty excited about the stuff that I've seen lately. Oh,
I'm so excited about the things that I'm never going to see or like.
Do it for chapter 9 episode. That way it'll come out in next week instead of in 3 weeks.
Okay, we'll do it at the end of the episode.
It might actually be news if it comes out on the next.
That's fine. Yeah, it's pretty topical. So, Des, do you have any questions?
Doing it live.
Do you, let's go. Do you have any questions about, you know, did you get into it enough to have any like questions about, you know, this chapter at all before we get into the clip?
I think so. I think once I hear your bite, like I listen to chapter 10 throughout the day, and then when I was cooking dinner, I like put chapter 9 and chapter 10 on 1.75 and banged it out, and I think I got it. So I definitely couldn't like have a conversation about it now, but once I hear your 5 to 8 minutes, I'll be like, oh, right, and I'll have
it's gonna be more like 11, but we're gonna do it on like 1.2. should we do it on 1.5?
Desmond's gonna say I still don't understand how Sidar and Sidene kind of work. And how does the cosmic key come into any of this? And what was Gweldor thinking?
And also, what is the true power?
Is Courtney Cox Lanfear?
Yeah, Courtney Cox is Lanfear.
I fucking wish she was. Oh, wow.
That would have been great.
I'd be down with that. Oh, no, not Courtney Cox. What's her name from Stranger Things?
Six.
And Heathers.
11.
Oh, know. You're talking about...
oh, God. Jeez, I can't stand her. Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder?
She would have been a good Mogadin. She would have been a good Mogadin. Not Lanfear now.
Oh, maybe she'll be Asmodian.
That'd be... People want the dude that...
I would believe that.
People want the dude that plays Lucifer to play Asmodian. That would be all right, but he's too cool to play Asmodian. He'd be a good Moradin, Jeremy, I thought. I think he could pull it off.
A little too old, though.
You think? Yeah, I guess probably.
He's got to switch places with Rand.
So there's a lot of stuff going on in this chapter. We get some Lanfear at the end who, you know, she's still Selene to Rand, as far as he knows at this point. We get her reveal at the end of this chapter. She tells Rand who she is. That is going to be in our clip. The Dark One is, you're getting a lot of language in this chapter about it's really hot. The Dark One is really affecting the weather. It's, you know, you're really starting to see his touch on the world. Perrin is trying to trick Faile into leaving him. He doesn't really get that she's like just completely in love with him. She's like, you're mine, I claim you. He's trying to get her interested in any kind of a rumor to get her to leave the Stone of Tears so she won't be around Rand and she won't be around him because of the Bubbles of Evil. And what he doesn't realize is she's trying to do the same to him so he will leave with her and get away from Rand. And he really does not get it. You start hearing some rumors of Mazrim Taim. You get Shan Chan rumors. Not necessarily in our clip, but in this chapter, Nynaeve, you know, and Elaine are still trying to do the Black Aja stuff. Tom is rampant with Deus de Mar writing letters and playing the game of houses to protect Rand from the High Lords of Tyr that don't want him around. You know, Rand is still kind of just playing with his dick, deciding what to do. He's poring over the prophecies of the dragon, trying to figure out what to do. And in the clip, you know, he realizes who Lanfear is. She starts to call him Luthor and Telamon. And that's where we're at. We're going to start the clip. You guys ready? Jeremy, got anything before we start?
You know.
Fuck it! Doing it live!
It was really sad when Selene, the president of Selene's fan club, shot her. That was the saddest part. But you'll always be Selene to me. Justin choked.
Oh, my God.
That was a spicy one. I had to hold that whiskey in my mouth a long time. It's not like wine. It starts to burn.
I didn't get it, but it had the cadence of a joke.
You didn't get it?
You're talking about Selena Gomez, right?
I'm just
joking. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, dude. Jesus Christ.
So you're talking about Gomez Adams, right?
I love the Wizards of Waverly Place, dude. Come on. Okay.
Oh my God.
Fantastic. All right. All right.
The Shadow Rising, Book 4, Chapter 9, The Stone Stand. No.
No.
Decisions.
Decisions.
Chapter 9, Decisions.
21 minutes and 5 seconds.
1.5.
Stars, crescent moons, green clovers, purple hearts, all the lucky charms.
Luz Theron Kinslayer had been the dragon. The dragon was the Kinslayer, except now it was himself. But he could not be marked with himself. Perhaps the figure on the banner was a dragon. Not even Aes Sedai seemed to know what that creature was. You have changed from when I last saw you. Stronger. Harder. He spun, giving at the young woman standing by the door.
Taking those blue shoes. Sponsor us.
Tall, dressed all in white and silver, she arched an eyebrow at the half-melted lumps of gold and silver over the fireplace. He had left them there to remind him of what could happen when he acted without thinking. When he lost control, much good it had done. Selene, he gasped, hurrying to her. Where did you come from? How did you get here? I thought you must still be in Kyrian, or... Looking down at her, he did not want to say he feared she might be dead, or a starving refugee. A woven silver belt glittered around her narrow waist. Silver combs, worked with stars and crescent moons, shone in hair that fell to her shoulders like waterfalls of night. She was still the most beautiful woman he had ever seen. Elaine and Egwene were only pretty beside her. For some reason, though, she did not affect him the way she had. Perhaps it was the long months since he had last seen her, in a Kyria not yet racked by civil war. I go where I wish to be. She frowned at his face. You have been marked, but no matter. You were mine, and you are mine. Any other is no more than a caretaker whose time has passed. I will lay claim to what is mine openly now. He stared at her. Marked? Did she mean his hands? And what did she mean he was hers? Selene, he said gently. We had pleasant days together, and hard days. I'll never forget your courage or your help, but there was never more between us than companionship. We traveled together, but that was the end of it. You will stay here in the stone, in the best apartments, and when peace returns to Kyrian, I will see that your estates there are returned to you, if I can. You have been marked, she smiled wryly. Estates in Kyrian. I may have had estates in those lands once. The land has changed so much that nothing is as it was. Selene is only a name I sometimes use. Luz Theron. The name I made my own is Lanfear. Rand barked a shallow laugh. A poor joke, Selene. I'd as soon make jest about the Dark One as one of the Forsaken. And my name is Rand. We call ourselves the Chosen, she said calmly. Chosen to rule the world forever. We will live forever. You can also. He frowned at her worriedly. She actually thought she was. Her travails and reaching tear must have unhinged her. But she did not look mad. She was calm, cool, certain. Without thinking, he found himself reaching for Sidene. He reached for it and struck a wall he could not see or feel, except that it kept him from the source. You can't be, she smiled. Light, he breathed. You are one of them. Slowly, he backed away. If he reached Kalimdor, at least he would have a weapon. Perhaps it could not work as an Angreal, but it would do for a sword. Could he use a sword against a woman? Against Selene? No, against Lanfear. Against one of the Forsaken. His back came apart against something, and he looked around to see what it was. There was nothing there. A wall of nothing with his back pressed against it. Kalimdor glittered not 3 paces away. On the other side. He thumped a fist against the barrier in frustration. It was as unyielding as rock. I cannot trust you fully, Luz Theron. Not yet. She came closer, and he considered simply seizing her. He was bigger and stronger by far, and blocked as he was, she could wrap him up with the power like a kitten tangled in a ball of string. Not with that, certainly, she added, grimacing at Kalimdor. There are only 2 more powerful than a man can use. One at least I know still exists. No, Luz Theron. I will not trust you yet with that. Stop calling me that, he growled. My name is Rand. Randall Thor. You are Luz Theron Telamon. Oh, physically, nothing is the same except your height. But I would know who was behind those eyes, even if I'd found you in your cradle. She laughed suddenly. How much easier everything would be if I'd found you then, if I'd been free to. Laughter faded into an angry stare. Do you wish to see my true appearance? You can't remember that either, can you? He tried to say no, but his tongue would not work. Once he had seen 2 of the Forsaken together, Aghanor and Balthamel. The first 2 loosed after 3,000 years, trapped just beneath the seal in the Dark One's prison. The one had been more withered than anything could be and still live. The other hid his face behind a mask, hid every bit of his flesh as though he could not bear to see it or have it seen. The air rippled around Lanfear, and she changed. She was older than he, certainly. But older was not the right word. More mature. Riper. A lush blossom in full flower compared to a bud. Even knowing what she was, she made his mouth go dry, his throat tighten. Her dark eyes examined his face, full of confidence, yet with a hint of questioning, as if wondering what he saw. She smiled again. I was buried deeply in a dreamless sleep where time did not flow. The turnings of the wheel passed me by. Now you see me as I am, and I have you in my hands. She drew a fingernail along his jaw, hard enough to make him flinch. The time for games and subterfuge is past, Luz Theron. Long past. Do you mean to kill me then? The light burn you, I kill you. She spat incredulously. I mean to have you forever. You were mine long before that pale-haired milksop stole you. Before she ever saw you, you loved me, and you loved power. For a moment, he felt dazed. The words sounded true. He knew they were true, but where had they come from? Selene, Lanfear, seemed as startled as he, but she recovered quickly. You've learned much. You have done much I'd not have believed you could, unaided. But you are still fumbling your way through a maze in the dark, and your ignorance may kill you. Some of the others fear you too much to wait. Samael, Ravine, Mogideon. Others, perhaps, but those of a certainty. They will not try to turn your heart. They will come at you by stealth, destroy you while you sleep, because of their fear. But there are those who could teach you, show you what you once knew. None would dare oppose you then. Teach me. You want me to let one of the Forsaken teach me? One of the Forsaken. A male Forsaken. A man who had been Aes Sedai in the Age of Legends, who knew the ways of channeling. Knew how to avoid the pitfalls. Knew as much had been offered him before. No, even if it is offered, I'd refuse. And why should it be? I oppose them. And you. I hate everything you've done, everything you stand for. Fool, he thought. Trapped here, and I spout defiance like some idiot in a story who never suspects he might make his captor angry enough to do something about it. But he could not force himself to take the words back. Stubbornly, he plowed ahead and made it worse. I'll destroy you if I can. You and the Dark One, and every last Forsaken. A dangerous gleam flashed in her eyes and was gone. Do you know why some of us fear you? Do you have any idea? Because they are afraid the Great Lord of the Dark will give you a place above them. Rand surprised himself by managing a laugh. Great Lord of the Dark. Can't you say his true name either? Surely you don't fear to attract his attention as decent people do, or do you? It would be blasphemy, she said simply. They are right to be afraid. Samael and the rest. The Great Lord does want you. He wants to exalt you above all other men. He told me. That's ridiculous. The Dark One is still bound in Shael Ghul, or I'd be fighting Tommen Gayton right now. And if he knows I exist, he'd want me dead. I mean to fight him. Oh, he knows. The Great Lord knows more than you would suspect. It is possible to talk with him. Go to Shael Ghul, into the Pit of Doom, and you can hear him. You can bathe in his presence. A different light shone on her face now. Ecstasy. She breathed through parted lips, and for a moment seemed to stare at something distant and wondrous. Words cannot even begin to describe it. You must experience it to know. You must. She was seeing his face again, with eyes large and dark and insistent. Kneel to the Great Lord, and he will set you above all others. He will leave you free to reign as you will, so long as you bend knee to him only once. To acknowledge him. No more than that. He told me this. Asmodean will teach you to wield the power without it killing you. Teach you what you can do with it. Let me help you. We can destroy the others. The Great Lord will not care. We can destroy all of them. Even Asmodean, once he has taught you all you need to know. You and I can rule the world together under the Great Lord forever. Two great Sangreal were made just before the end. One that you can use. One that I can. Far greater than the sword. Their power is beyond
magic. Yeah, this is the important part.
With those, we could even challenge the Great Lord himself. Even the Creator. You are mad, he said raggedly. The Father of Lies says he will leave me free. I was born to fight him. That is why I am here, to fulfill the prophecies. I'll fight him and all of you, until the last battle, until my last breath. You do not have to. Prophecy is no more than the sign of what people hope for. Fulfilling the prophecies will only bind you to a path leading to Tommen Gayton and your death. Or Gideon, or even Samael can destroy your body. The Great Lord of the Dark can destroy your soul. An end utter and complete. You will never be born again, no matter how long the wheel of time turns. No! For what seemed a long time, she studied him. He could almost see the scales weighing alternatives. I could take you with me, she said finally. I could have you turn to the Great Lord. Whatever you want or believe, there are ways. She paused, perhaps to see if her words had had any effect. Sweat rolled down his back, but he kept his face straight. He would have to do something, whether he had a chance or not. A second attempt to reach Sidene battered vainly against that invisible barrier. He let his eyes wander as if he were thinking. Commodore was behind him, as far out of reach as the other side of the Arth Ocean. His belt knife lay on the table by the bed, together with a half-made fox he had been carving. The shapeless lumps of metal mocking him from above the fireplace. A drably clad man slipping in at the doors with a knife in his hand. The books lying everywhere. He turned back to Lanfear, tensing. You were always stubborn, she muttered. I won't take you this time. I want you to come to me of your own will. And I will have it. What is the matter? You're frowning. A man slipping in at the doors with a knife. His eyes had slid past the fellow almost without seeing. Instinctively, he pushed Lanfear out of the way and reached for the true source. The shield blocking him vanished as he touched it, and his sword was in his hands like a red gold flame. The man rushed at him, knife held low, and point up for a killing stroke. Even then, it was difficult to keep his eyes on the fellow, but Rand pivoted smoothly, and the wind blows over the wall, took off the hand holding the knife, and finished by driving through his assailant's heart. For an instant, he stared into dull eyes, lifeless while that heart still pumped, then pulled his blade free. A gray man. Rand took what felt like his first breath in hours. The corpse at his feet was messy, bleeding onto the scrollwork carpet, but there was no difficulty in fixing an eye on him now. It was always that way with the Shadow's assassins. When they were noticed, it was usually too late. This makes no sense. You could have killed me easily. Why distract me for a gray man to sneak up on me? Lanfear was watching him warily. I make no use of the Solus. I told you there are differences among the Chosen.
Okay.
So, he just found out that Selene is Lanfear.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, now.
Which we have seen in the show.
So is this kind of like... Yeah. Is this like the equivalent of them in the hotel room at the beginning of season two? Like, I know
the end kind of, I mean, it's,
I know I'm comparing apples
basically. Yes.
And shittier apples
to spaceships.
Yeah. Apples and spaceships.
When I say it happened in the show, like this, she's revealed herself when she's fucking him, when she's riding him, and then Moraine stabs her.
Oh, that's when he finds out in the show at the end.
Yeah.
At the end of season two.
She, like, does the Ripley thing on her face, and she's like, Lanfear.
I don't remember. I just thought that he just always knew that Selene was Lanfear, and Lanfear was Selene in the show.
No.
Because who does he... He's a fucking farm boy. He could... Doesn't matter what she calls herself. He's not going to know who it is.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Well, Lanfear is a famous name.
He would know if she called that. Lanfear is like something that people like scare their kids with, like the boogeyman.
Even a farm boy who doesn't believe in snow?
Especially a farm boy.
He believes in snow.
Because there's the people who aren't worldly enough to like know that the Forsaken just aren't omnipotent and gonna come, you know, chop your dick off for wetting the bed or something, you know?
Speaking of being impotent. Go ahead, Jerry. What was on your mind?
Well, you know, one thing that she says, Justin, I don't know if I've ever even thought about this before. She says there are two Saw-Angriel that are stronger than Kalendor that a man can use. One of them's
you don't know the other one?
Chodon Kal, and what's the other one?
Demandred's, like, scepter.
Oh, is that one? Is it stronger than Kalendor?
That's why Loghain wants it so fucking bad, yeah. Well, it's as strong or stronger. It's stronger than Kalendor. It's not as strong as the Chodon Kal. And remember, Kalendor has like the flaw.
Right, right. Okay, so maybe that's what makes
it. So it's like it's a scepter. And like, if you listen to that thing, that little short story with Demandra, it tells you how he gets it.
Oh, okay.
He fights a crate dragon, basically.
A crate dragon?
Goes and fights a dragon, okay.
So.
Isn't that from Star Wars?
Yeah.
Crate dragons? Crate dragons are in Star Wars, I think.
They go find this dragon in the cave that's guarding. You know, it's a, you know, Dungeon Dragons type of trope, basically. But it's good. It's interesting.
Answer me these questions three.
No, he has to fight it, but yeah.
Are you a Jedi?
Turns out your friend is only mostly dead.
Is Boba Fett alive in the Sarlacc pit? And what is your favorite color?
No, wait, what is my favorite color?
No, wait. Too late.
Too late.
So again, I have no choice but to compare. I'm trying not to compare the books and the show, but
you have to a little bit, dude.
There's no comparison.
Where the is in the books? Is Asmodian still locked away, or is he just roaming around waiting for a job to do?
I think he's out.
Have we met Asmodian?
But we haven't met him. Not yet. We're going to very soon.
Are all the Forsaken out in the books? We just haven't gotten around to meeting them yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all kind of like, a lot of them are kind of consolidating their power somewhere else. One of them's in the White Tower. One of them's in Ilion.
Oh, that's right. Because they live among us.
One of them's in Camelin. One of them's in Tyr. Oh, no, wait. The one's in Tyr's dead.
Mogadon starts bouncing around all over the place. One of them's with the Shan Chan. I think that's it. Two are dead.
I forget that they look just like us. Like, I always think that the first...
One's in Shara. Demandred's in Shara.
I always think the Forsaken, like, glitter, like...
Like Edward Cullen.
Like Twilight. Yeah. I forget that they can just be and lay low until they get activated.
Well, and, like, you know, difference of the show and the... I mean, like, immediately... Like, Rand has already kind of forgotten... Not forgotten about her, but she doesn't kind of hold the same sway because he's kind of in love with Elaine. He's... met Avienda, or he hasn't met Avienda at this point, but he's kind of in love with Elaine, and he's met Min.
He may have met her, like, in passing.
He may have met Avienda, but he doesn't, like, she's like, once he gets to the waste, she gets attached to him, and then he falls in love with her, too. So he's not really about Celine, and he certainly was never in love with her. And then when she reveals him as Lanfear, he's like, the spell is kind of broken immediately. He's like, I'm not in love with, I don't like you, like, immediately, you know, he's just like, oh, God. I love how everybody, I don't know if it's a, is it a James Bond trope? It's just like, nobody wants to believe, the villain's like, hey, I'm this villain, you know, and here's why. They're like, that's a terrible joke. It's like, who would ever make that joke?
Well, and speaking of them living among us, like, I keep on, every time I listen to the book and I hear that Celine and Rand are doing a thing, I'm always shocked to find out that, like, Perrin is just in the other room. I always think that Celine is, like, trying to, like, get him fully separated from the group, but she's just like, I'm just a groupie. I just want to fuck this guy at night, but I don't want to take him away from his friend. Like,
well, she's got to be careful because she could die from a spear just like anybody else. She's not omnipotent. So if there's 30 people around her, I mean, and there's people who can channel around Rand all the time. Plus, he's very strong as well. So she can't just, like, walk in the front door, but she could channel right in, you know, travel right into his bedchamber and be like, hey, what's up? And then disappear before anybody knows that she's there.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, it's kind of a first, you know, it's a villain thing. And they travel and they're really good at it and they can just boop, boop, and they're in and out.
What
and also, there's a something that they can do, Dez. The Forsaken invert their weaves. And I don't know if the males can do this, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, but the females can invert their weaves and hide the fact that they could channel and stuff.
They can both do it. Yeah.
I figured as much, but they talk about the women doing it a lot more.
I think that it's because they use it to hide, because the women, the Aes Sedai that are alive right now, don't know how to do it. So
right.
if you just walk in and you're like,
plus there's hundreds of women who can channel that you would have to hide from. There's not so many men that you would just have to hide from.
Exactly.
They can't sense you channeling. So I guess.
And I don't think, so the difference too, I think, Justin, is with like, if a guy walks in, they don't know that immediately that they can channel. They can't feel his power until he actually starts using the power. With a girl, the women can.
That's funny
like,
that you mentioned that, because I just read something about that today. When he first meets Mazrim Taim, he goes, sees the power. Yeah. He makes him. He goes, grab as much as you can hold. And that's how he can feel his strength. But women can like look at someone and be like, judge their strength like immediately. Right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's true.
Like most sisters can, if they've worked with the power for a while, can look at someone who can channel and be like, they can even like kind of judge potential. Even like, oh, you're strong, but you're going to be even stronger. That's all they ever say about Nynaeve, you know?
What mission is the whole group on, right? Are they trying to get somewhere or are they trying to get something? I forget what.
They're just waiting for Rand, right? I mean.
The cosmic key. They're looking for the cosmic key. For sure.
So they're waiting
for. They gotta keep it away from Skeletor.
They're waiting for Gwyndor. Gwendolyn. Waiting for Clark Griswold.
They're waiting for Clark.
But that's why I'm saying
Russ.
Rand is there. Rand and Perrin are together, aren't they? And he's like crossed paths with everybody since book four, in the beginning of book.
Yeah, they're all there. They're all in the stone and in Tyr, and like they're just kind of like, okay, well, what's the Dragon Reborn going to do now that he captured Tyr?
Oh, they're waiting for him to do something. They're not waiting for him.
Yeah, no, they're just waiting for him to decide where he's going to go next. Is he going to go after Ilion? Is he going to go to Camelin? Is he going to go to, you know?
And of course, he doesn't know because he just found out he's the dragon 2 seconds ago.
Right.
Right. And so he's like, what do I do? I don't know.
Well, and what eventually happens is that
I'm going to do what kings do. I'm going to aggregate crop prices.
Yeah.
Actually, he does the opposite. He starts because so Carhene is in the middle of a famine and so is Camelin, and Tyr has crazy amounts of grain. So he starts shipping grain upriver to Carhene to feed all the refugees and Camelin to feed all the refugees.
Oh, so he's a fucking communist. Great, Rand. Great. Great. The red hammer and sickle of the dragon.
The red dragon, if you will.
Yeah, legit.
So I feel like we've talked about this exact thing before, but I'm going to bring it up again. Lanfear is Mary Magdalene, right? She's the one female of the 12 Forsaken.
There's five females.
Mogadin, Grendel, Lanfear, Masana, Simiridge.
Okay, so who's Jesus? So
what, five girls, seven guys, right?
Mary Magdalene wasn't one of the disciples either. One of the apostles.
Yeah, we're just gonna forget that happened.
Oh, let's look at the true believer. Just dick washing the Bible.
I'm just telling you.
Yet.
I think you probably took your Bible from Jay and Silent Bob.
I watched Dogma. I get it. I get it. You haven't seen Dogma.
Okay. I haven't seen Dogma.
The reason I brought that up too is at some point today in the book, they said like, I don't know, Lanfear said like, nobody knows what I look like or know what, like something to the effect of like I'm the, you know, I'm the 13th disciple that, you know.
She was just like, she says that the because she was buried so deep, the time didn't touch her looks. Nobody really knows what she looks like. And this is what I really look like.
And why is everybody she hiding her look? Is she hiding her looks just because she doesn't think Rand
she's just trying to look
to
like
a 35-year-old?
She's trying to just look more his age. Also, and this chapter goes like another minute and a half, and she is really laying claim to him as Luce Theron Telamon. And I don't know if it's in the clip, but in the next chapter, there's some talking about how she's, you know, like the next time, you know, we saw you, you were calling yourself Luce Theron and you were her devoted lover. So, you know, like that was one possible future that could happen. So she's really kind of just pissing on him and laying claim to him right now. And another thing that Jeremy said, she talks about a Choden call. That is something that is so strong. Like if Kalendor is a, I don't know, if Kalendor is a pen light, the Chodan call is a fucking spotlight. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's so much stronger. And if you use it in, it had, there's a female version of it. So if you use it in conjunction with the female version, the amount of power, that's what Lanfear's talking about. She said, we could challenge the creator. And that comes into something that's very, you could challenge the creator or you could challenge the dark one and you could maybe fix something that he did. And that comes into play later. Also, Dez, did you guys notice that when the gray man comes into the room at the end, Lanfear doesn't notice it?
Is that a thing? Why?
Yeah, because the whole thing with the gray man is that you don't notice them. They're very like Rand talks about looking past him, what, twice, Jeremy? He's like, a man walked into the room and then he continues his conversation with Lanfear back and forth while she's shielding him. And then they say something about it again, like, and she's like, why are you frowning? Or something like that. It's because he's like, there's a dude right there. Why are we still like, what's going on with this guy? And then he kills him. And then she notices him. She's like, I don't use the soulless. That's not my style. Someone else is here. And there's other, you know, parties at play here. And that's not me.
Well, thank God I have 1,000 more chapters to figure this out because I'm confused.
Well, and she drops Asmodean's name, like he'll teach you.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, right?
Yeah.
Also, Jeremy, she talks about, you know, if you just come to the Dark One or, you know, whatever. What happens if the dragon gets corrupted?
That's when they break the wheel. I mean.
But what does that mean?
The Dark One gets free and he can recreate time as whatever way he wants.
Are we sure it'll be bad? What if it's like $30 an hour minimum wage?
That would be very bad.
Flying cars, no energy crisis, no bandwidth crisis, no corn syrup shortage. You know, like what if the Dark One isn't the bad guy? I'm just gonna go, you know, the Forsaken on your shoulder right now.
Well,
I mean, communism reads fine.
In theory, my master. In theory only. Killing you know, younglings.
What happens if they don't agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kill them.
Hold on, Jeremy, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, in the very last book, the Dark One and Rand have that conversation. Do you remember? And then they each show each other, like, they start showing each other
how it would go. This is what I think, if I win, how life would be. And the Dark One's like, no, this is how it would actually be. You have to leave free will. And this is how it would be. And then he's like, I'll corrupt anything that you try to fix, basically. Right? I mean, that's kind of... But he also...
Yeah, and then it's like...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and then he shows him, like, the world that the Dark One would create. And it's just, like, chaos all the time.
It's a nightmare, dude. Like, they're chopping wood and all these locusts come out and, like, kill 10 people. Anyways. Also, another thing that's brought up, you know... God, and Jeremy, I'm going to talk about this in a second, but I'm just noticing so many things, and I don't know if it's because I'm looking for him now even harder or what, but she brings up something that becomes so prevalent later, is there's ways to make you follow the Dark One,
yeah,
even against your will. And I think that's the first mention of that. I don't remember that being mentioned before this. Maybe, but you know, not so specifically.
Yeah, could be right.
And so you weren't here at the beginning. Since we've last recorded Wheel of Time, I've listened to The Fires of Heaven completely.
Wow.
I have listened to, I think, only 3/4 of Lord of Chaos, because I wanted to hear Do My Wells, and I wanted to hear like a lot of the lead up and the capture and all that shit. And I just, I'm like I got like 10 minutes left in Crown of Swords, you know, fighting Samael. And I also listened to the Mindhunter book by John Douglas, which is really good. This show's based on. So, but the difference between Rand right now and the end of like 6, beginning of 7 is criminal. Like his innocence right now fucking hurts me.
Yeah.
Like listening to this right now after listening to, you know, the box, Dez will find out about that. And just Jeremy, the stuff I was texting you about, Pot and Fane, everything. And like, dude, on the re-listen to fucking Corlin DeShiva, there are so many hints. Oh my God. Anyways, Dez, I don't want to ruin shit, but yeah. So, you know, just the difference in Rand, like how much he sours and grows hard and just bitter, not bitter.
At one point he does get bitter.
Later is bitter. What am I looking for now?
He has to become kind of more emotionless. He tries to get more emotionless and more.
Yeah, this is where it happens.
Yeah, it starts.
He really gets. God, what's the word I'm fucking?
His character arc is more of like a character wave. It's like up and down, up and down.
Character roller coaster.
It's really, you know, there's so many heroes myths heroes' journeys that you read or watch in movies. His is really one of the most real that you could ever come across, because it is, he starts learning and he takes a step back, and then he keeps trying to get better, and then something happens and he actually makes huge mistakes, or he just becomes real hard. Yeah,
sometimes it's his fault, sometimes it's stuff that's out of his control, sometimes it's his arrogance. Like, it's not always a mistake, sometimes it's just the shit happens, but totally, every time he starts to get somewhere, he gets knocked down.
And as soon as you think like, oh, he's finally getting it together, he'll do something that will happen to him, and then he changes his perspective like that and goes, oh, well, I can't do that anymore. I can't be kind to people anymore. I can't trust anyone anymore. And then, you know, something else will happen.
Or, you know, that part I was talking to you about Pod and Fane, he was so arrogant in like going in there to meet those rebels, the Karhinan rebels. He's so fucking arrogant. Even Min's like, dude, maybe chill the fuck out.
Which is so crazy, again, that this story takes place in 2.5 years.
It's like 4 years, basically.
Either way, like, yeah. This should be like
decades.
An entire, yeah, like 15 to 35. Like,
I'd say 8 minimum.
Full middle age. Because, like, you know, I mean, because I was going to say, like, well, it better be the most realistic arc ever because it's so long. But, you know, Robert Jordan took his time in telling this story. But not a lot of actual time passes, like for Rand to go through all of that in 4 years, like for any man to go through that in 20 years is a lot, but it's realistic.
Yeah.
To expect a man to survive that and thrive from it and come out smiling on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean,
the thing,
I would have put Kalendor in my, I would have fucking Seppuku. I would have kombucha'd myself.
No, kombucha myself. My gut has never been cleaner.
That actually works. I didn't even think it worked when I said it. Thank you for making that make sense, Jeremy.
Not a problem. Not a problem. You know, that's the thing is, you'll never be able to see the physical and emotional effects that would have happened. So he's one of the rare characters where the weight of the world is always on him, and he kind of lets it show. Like he has, you know, breakdowns and you know, loses his mind a few times, and then physically also you can just he's got scars on top of scars.
Yeah, in the book, as a man, he pushes 45.
As a man, he pushes himself for the good of the people that he loves to the point of like, people are like, you have to chill. You can't die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you need sleep.
Also, hard kombucha.
All right, Justin, we got to do some news.
Yeah, it's pretty short. It's pretty short. I had a stupid joke because I was peeing. I was like, you know.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Seppuku by kombucha. It's actually good for your gut health. You'd be surprised.
That's a better joke.
Justin, I've seen Justin hit some hard kombucha. He's got a nice gut. All right, everyone, we're going to wrap this up with a little bit of news, and then we're going to do chapter 10, which you will hear in 2 weeks.
My own stools have no more order than a warm biscuit. So, Jeremy, I have been getting as depressed as you almost about the state of our Wheel of Prime show.
Finally.
And but our boy John, you know, every time it's like Silvio. And, you know, when he's doing the Godfather impression and Sopranos, every time I think I get out,
every time
they pull me back in, So the episode titles came out, and, you know, sometimes they change them. Sometimes they're placeholders. But John from What Up, who's fucking awesome. He's going to come on the show eventually. Maybe he's lying. I don't know. But I think he advertised us. So I think he actually wants to come on the show, but he's a busy guy, I'm sure. John, if you ever hear us, I know you don't, but I love you. He went through and I believe these episode titles came from Sarah Nakamura. I'm not sure. Episode 1 for season 3 is probably going to be called To Race the Shadow. That is a chapter in book 3, I believe. It has to do with the Tower Coup. So, you know, I'm excited that we could get the Tower Coup, you know, Episode 1, right off the bat. Let's go. That would suck me into the season right away. I don't know about you, Jeremy, but I would be like, okay, if they do that, how are they going to do this? Are they going to do it well? Where's Min? I've heard Gawain is going to be in this season.
Yeah, but there's no setup. Like, there's no, like, backstory. There's no, like...
Who gives a shit? He's Elaine's brother. I don't care. Matt can fight him later. I don't care. So that would be really cool, you know, for me. I would love to see, you know, if you get a character death like Bale Doman better show up in season 3. I mean, if you get a character death like Swan Sanche or a bunch of Aes Sedai dying, a warder's bloody fight, the end of, you know, episode 1, I feel like that's a good start to the season.
Okay.
Looking like episode 2 is called Telen Ran Riad, which is a chapter from book 3. I believe that is where Egwene has received, correct me, Jeremy, you know, I don't know. It's,
I guarantee you there are 4 chapters.
I believe it's after that Egwene has gotten the ring from Varen for dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And she is fucking around in the world of dreams, and she comes across Amys, who is an Aiel wise one. And that's where she gets her idea to go train with the wise ones to learn how to be a dreamwalker. So I'm hoping we get this.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
So that would be a good, but you know what? If they do that, it's like going to be 2 episodes where you don't even see Rand again, probably. Ugh. You know, but anyway, looking like episode 3 is The Shadow in the Night. That's Carheen, maybe Ravine, maybe Lanfear. I can't remember which book he said that was from, but there's a lot going on in that one too. I got out of order a little bit because I was super stoned when I was watching this.
Sorry.
Episode 4, Road to the Spear. That's Bran deciding to go to Rhiadan, taking off towards the Waste. And he's predicting that at that point, wherever they're leaving from, whether it's Falm, Tanchico, Camelin, wherever they're at, they take off to go to the Waste. And Egwene goes with them because of Amys, which is kind of tracks with the book. So that makes sense to me. But Matt's not going to Rhiadan. Matt's going to Tanchico, which here's a thought that I had. What if Rand goes through a doorway in Rhiadan, or he gets to go to the columns in Rhiadan? Because Rand, you could leave Rand going out of the doorways completely. That's not important to Rand's story at all. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Doesn't he never needs to know how to use them, though?
No, but the thing is, Rand goes through the doorway, Matt goes through the doorway, Moraine goes through the doorway. Moraine realizes how to ask the questions and gets the answers she needs. Matt kind of does. And I don't, whatever answers Rand gets, he kind of keeps to himself and it never comes back up.
But we know the questions.
Right.
He asks how to cleanse this, how he asks how to cleanse the source, how to cleanse Sidene.
Oh, really? Is that true? Okay.
Yeah, he asks how to do that.
Do they say that?
Yeah. He asks how he can still survive. And how to unite, or how to win
the world before the last battle.
No, it's how to win the last battle. And they said you have to unite the east and the west and north and the south all have to be one. That's what he said. They say.
Wow. See, where does that get said? Is that said when he does it or
later books? Yeah.
Cool. See, that's what I'm saying. I think there's some those things that I missed in these other books. So that's pretty cool. But here's my theory. If we are going to get, and this is me speculating and like praying to Rufy Jettykins that we get some form of the Aielfin and the Eelfin. What if Moraine goes through the doorway in the Waste, and instead of having a doorway in Tyr, wherever he's at, Tanchico, where that cache is, he finds a doorway there and goes through it?
Yeah, possible.
He could even run into Moraine and they're in the Tower of Gingai. What the fuck are you doing here? What are you doing here? Oh my God, bleh. You know, I mean, that would be kind of cheesy, but it would give you, you know, a clue, yeah, that they're thousands of miles away, but still in like this other realm.
It's very possible, and they could absolutely do that. And
I feel like that's the only way they could pull that off.
I would be okay with that.
Desmond's, you hear that, Jeremy? That's the only way they can pull it off.
I can't wait to listen back to this, and then we can both just go, oh my God.
When it's nowhere near that, not even close, we're just like, what the fuck? What if it happens though? I'd be stoked about that. I'd be all right if
I'd be happy to see stuff from the books in the TV show. Yeah, I would be really happy to see some stuff,
just anything
from the books in the TV show. Anything, not Captain America's shield.
You can break the canon and just have one of the books in the episode. I don't care.
All right,
you've read this book.
Have Loyal read Shadow Rising. I don't.
Yes,
care.
Let's do it. I agree. Let's okay. do that.
All right. So,
Rand, have you read The New Spring? It really brings it all together.
Yes, yes, yes. It sings in your ears. Let's go. the next one is called A Question of Crimson. I'm thinking
What episode are we on? 4 or 5?
4. No, 5. 5. Question
of Crimson.
A Question of Crimson is going to have to do with Camelin, I'm sure. Remember when he's had to do, you know,
The so Crimson. Familiar.
It's,
oh, and I just want to say, I you said there's a chapter named Teleron Riad, and you're like, that's from book whatever. I guarantee you there are no less than four chapters called
Teleron. I know, Riad. But it's the one that John was trying to refer to that he thinks it will be kind of, you know,
like
loosely like outlined around. So this one, Jeremy, this is what John was saying. Just for the record, the doorway thing is mine, not John's. That was something that I was thinking about. He didn't bring up anything like that.
Not by the time this episode comes out.
I'll kill you.
That's going to be old news.
I hate you. Everything else has been kind of like John's, you know, kind of theories and stuff that he's kind of put together through leaks and whatnot. And, you know, I know he's got a lot of inside scoop that he can't really share. So who knows how much he may know a lot more than he can say. But episode 5, A Question of Crimson. That's a Fires of Heaven chapter, he said, and it has to do with Camelin and Raven and Matt hearing Raven talking to someone about killing Elaine. And I think that is going to be how Matt and Tom end up going to find the girls in Tenchico. Right. That's why I'm thinking that maybe Kalindor's in Camelin or something. They also talk about how, you know, when...
Don't get too excited, Justin.
I know, but they start talking about, in one of the other episodes, the Telling Around episode, in the book, they start talking about how Egwene's like focusing on need. And I think that's when they find...
The Bowl of Winds.
The Bowl of Winds. And I think they also...
Well, no, you're right. They find that, yes.
The domination collar for Rand.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to change that to her finding Kalindor because no one knows where Kalindor is.
Very possible.
He kind of mentioned something like that, but I'm going a little bit deeper than that.
None of that is in the show.
I'm not, right. I know. I'm not.
Yes.
Trust me. Get it. I get it. The other thing is.
I like your ideas.
He really, really wants. He really wants Bruce Campbell to play. I think. God, who did he say? I was laughing so hard. I couldn't.
He would have been a good Bruce Campbell would be a good Asmodian. Like a super,
I think that's what he was saying.
Sarcastic.
I think he was saying, I want Bruce Campbell to play Asmodian, and I would just fucking love that. That would be amazing.
That would be great. That would be, the only thing better would be Billy Zane, but yes.
Yeah, right? It'd be so good, dude. It'd be so good. So, and then episode 6, Golden Eyes. We all know what that's going to be. That's the Shadow Rising chapter. That's Perrin back in the Two Rivers. That's the Trollocs coming, the White Cloaks coming, probably Pod and Fane coming.
Pierce Brosnan trying to stop a
hopefully
satellite.
Gaul. What's that?
Pierce Brosnan trying to stop a satellite.
Pierce Brosnan could be Asmodian.
No.
Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes.
Timothy Dalton. Timothy Dalton. He's a better Bond and a better Asmodian. Fine.
Let's split the difference with Roger Moore.
You know who could play? You know who could play Samael?
Okay. Yeah.
You know who could play Samael?
Who's that?
Sean Connery.
No.
I was thinking
fucking
Craig.
Dumb Dumb Craig.
All I could think of was
blue eyes, blonde hair. Short and stocky.
All I could think of was Roger Craig. No, not the football player. The old Giants manager, Roger Craig.
Oh, God. That old, bald, white guy.
Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig is the word that we were looking for.
He would be a good Samuel. He's got the English.
He would be good.
But yeah, I mean, I think that one is going to be one that, like, if that's not the best episode of the season, I'd be surprised.
Don't worry, Jeremy. I'm going to edit this in, and it's going to be fucking hilarious. George Lazenby.
You're right. You're right. That was a better one. Dang it. You're good. You're good.
Not good enough to remember his name on time. But
No.
Dude, George Lazenby.
The whole conversation that...
I'm not done.
No, we have to do chapter 10. That's it. That's...
All right, I gotta take a break. I'll join you guys mid chapter 10.
And we're done at 10 o'clock, Justin.
That's fine. The last two are He Who Comes to the Dawn, Seeds of the Shadow, blah. Done.
On that note, I just want to remind you that Justin and Jeremy are merely pretty next to me.
What? Plumply pretty, Jeremy. Des, get it right.
That's absolutely true.
All right. May you always find water and shade. Bye.
All right. I'm gonna pee real quick and then chapter 10.
All right, nerds. I gotta call my wife. In Korea.
What? Tell her good morning.
Say an intro before you leave.
Bah.
Now that you're all caught up here, why don't you head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome, where $3 will get you our whole lineup of exclusive podcasts. That's right. $3 gets you 12 exclusive podcasts. That's not $3 a podcast. $3 gets you all of them and puts you in prime position to continue and receive an exclusive podcast every 2 weeks at patreon.com/soundsawesome.
No, where's the Germans?
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, they found your grandfather. That's what I wanted to tell you.
No, that's great.
I didn't want to say that when you were talking to Egg.
I'm actually still talking with Anne.
Oh, she's still going, huh? All right, great. Listen, I'll talk to you later. I'm very excited.